Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dolly Bergman and she's president of Trees Forever. Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning, LaVon.
Dolly, Trees Forever is going to be meeting. Let's start with the meeting time and then we're going to talk more about what it is.
All right. We will be meeting on Monday, April the 14th at 7 o'clock. That happens to be the second Monday of the month, and that's when our usual meetings are. We're at Boulder's Inn and Suites, which is 1702 Southwest 7th.
And do you usually meet there, or do you change?
Yes. Well, no, in the past year, we've been meeting there. It's at 7 o'clock, and for those that don't like meetings, my goal is 1 hour, and hopefully we're pretty good about shortly after 8 o'clock, you get to walk out of there. So
I'm guessing sometimes people stay and visit just because it's such a friendly group.
And yes.
And if it's like some groups I belong to, these are people you may not see on a daily basis.
Right.
And so you got to catch up.
That's right. Definitely.
But you get your business done in an hour and then whatever. If people want to visit, that's fine. So is there a fee to be a member?
No.
What do you do to be a member?
Come.
Show up,
or even just let me know you'd like to be involved, because I know it's like everything, you can't get to everything. I mean, that's just, people are involved in lots of things and they like to be involved in different things, and I know you can't make every meeting or you can't make every planting or those types of things, but if you're interested, and I often have said, you don't have to know how to identify trees. You don't have to know that that's an oak or a maple, or, you know, that one should be planted over here or that one should be planted there. If you just have an interest in trees.
If you really like trees.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're kind of just mediocre about them, we'd be glad to have you, because I often say, I still, having been a member for a long time, I still can't identify trees. That's not
somebody else's expertise.
That's right. But I can keep them organized. I can keep them on track. I can run the meeting or get the plantings things set up, those types of things. But I enjoy the benefits of the trees.
Okay. Well, and let's talk a little bit about benefits. And I said we're going to talk about trees forever. Well, but why should we care? I mean, if we don't just love trees and how beautiful they are, there's some other reasons why you might.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And a lot of them, sometimes we don't think about them. The shade, it helps your air conditioning bill. Mm-hmm. For one thing.
So there's money.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The initial thing is, it costs you a little bit to plant it, but usually not very much. The aesthetics, the animals around you, the quality of the water, the roots and those things, clean water for us. There's lots of studies out there that actually can put numbers to this, and it's like.
And they're good for the air. You mentioned water.
The
also
air, same way,
for the air.
It's cleaning.
Yes. What about money? I understand they add a great deal of value to a home.
That's right. I don't know exactly the exact percentages, but a lot of places, if you've got trees around your home, it's a very good selling feature for you. It increases the value of your home. And, of course, too, where you and I live, keeps the wind away, too, in the winter.
Absolutely. Makes a huge difference.
Yes. Yeah. See, and we had to take a tree out this past year. Of course, we happen to have double row, which is great, but you can still tell that one tree is missing.
Yes. And, of course, that's most of those windbreaks are on the north. And so in the winter, of course, that north wind just whistles across there.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
I see new houses going in, especially, I said, you and I go past one and my first thought is, oh, please plant some trees. You're going to really want to.
Yes. And if it's the one I'm thinking of, they've planted a few here and there, I think, for the aesthetic purpose. But I haven't seen any there on the north yet.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that they do, because where they're situated
on the hill,
that north wind will whip through there. And I think they've already figured out they've had some problems with the roof already as a brand new house. So they better get those trees started.
Those trees up there, because it takes a while. And yet it amazes me as I look back, we planted those 3-4 foot trees and now they're big. Of course, it's been 20 some years.
Yeah.
It takes a little while, but
it takes. But still, there are some that will grow faster than others. So, and that's, like I said, that's when I go to my tree people and say, okay, which ones do these types of things? Because I said, that's not my expertise. I said, I'm still the organizer sort of thing. But like I said, Trees Forever itself has a great website, treesforever.org, which I kind of call them the corporate headquarters. That's in the Marion Cedar Rapids area. There's all kinds of information on there, like, you know, why trees matter, trees are our hardest working residents, working for water quality, those types of things that will help you, you know, figure some things out and maybe just get a little better understanding of why you should be planting some trees.
I'm guessing they also give you instructions on planting trees.
Yes. The biggest thing that we've always said is you're better to plant it a little higher than too deep. So when you dig your hole, there's a little place so you can see on the, around the base of the tree that it kind of looks like a little knot there. Don't get that too deep. If you do, it's like it smothers the tree. So you want to make sure that that's just above the dirt when you go to plant it.
And so when you're planting, too, I think rather than going deeper, most of us don't go wide enough.
Right, right. And which sounds strange, but that's...
Got to get those roots out there.
Yeah, they like that.
Hold the tree in place. And get the water, et cetera, et cetera.
Definitely.
Yes. And so that would be one of the things probably somebody in your group could talk about, but there it is on the website, treesforever.org, .com.
That's one of those that just you got to kind of remember.
It's an organization. And I'm guessing, too, it talks about different kinds of trees, especially for Iowa.
Yes. And a lot of times, too, you can also check, you know, the DNR has some great information about trees. The Tree City USA has some great information also about things. That's another thing that actually the community of Atlantic, we are, we're able to obtain that designation for. This is our 19th year being a Tree City USA. Yeah. So that's something to be very proud of.
You bet. It says that the people are concerned and so on. So what do you, let's go back to this regular meeting. I may have some other questions, but what do you do when you meet?
Primarily, we're going to talk about, like this Monday, we'll talk about some activities that we'll have going on, one being the planting that we'll have this year that will be at the cemetery. We have obtained a grant through the Branching Out, which is through Trees Forever, but it's basically from Alliant Energy. We'll also be talking about our Arbor Day activities, which will be the 25th of April. That's a Friday. We work with the fourth grade students here in Atlantic. We've, in the last 2 or 3 years, we've been working with a group out of Lincoln that they call themselves, that's for fourth grade foresters. They, we purchase some little bitty whip trees, enough for each of the fourth graders that they will be given that. We'll plant a tree for them. But the importance kind of with this tree is that they get, there's two things. One, of course, is the tree being sent with them, but the trees are packaged by individuals with disabilities. So it's kind of a neat little thing to talk to the kids about both Arbor Day and being able to help individuals that, you know, want to actually work, and this is one of the things that they are able to do. So we send them home with this tree and, you know, just talk about Arbor Day and those types of things. So
that's activity coming up in April. Do you try to do something every month, or is it kind of depend on the season, or, you know, what?
Actually, no. Once we kind of get things growing and have established and done the planting, I'm one of those, if we don't have to meet, we won't meet. And once we've done plantings, a lot of times we don't have to have a meeting during the summer. We may, then we'll do something toward fall, and then during the winter, there's not a lot you can do, so we may not. So it's one of those things, you know, if you don't want to, like I said, if you're not big into meetings, it's, even though we say we meet the second Monday of the month, there are several months that we may not meet because it's just not necessary.
So it's one of those groups that it sounds like to me, you can give a little bit of time, but it's not something that's just going to burden you with being, and you'll feel good about it.
That's right, yeah. And I don't think people realize, too, if they stop and think about it, Trees Forever in Atlantic has been around since 1992. We've planted trees up at the high school, the middle school, the Head Start, Pellet Park, Holt Park, Mollett Park. the four entry signs, the bike trail at Valley, the right-of-way at the Highway 6 and 71, the cemetery, Schilberg Recreation Area, the airport, the hospital, the library, the city park, Sunnyside Park, the fairgrounds by the horse arena. And that's just the ones I could think of.
That's amazing. So anywhere people drive in and around Atlantic, they may not know it, but they're seeing the results of Trees Forever.
That's right. And I think it surprised me also. And in those 22 years, basically, we've obtained over $150,000 worth of grants for those trees. So, you know, that's great for the community,
you
I think.
You bet. So again, your meeting is Monday night at Boulder's at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Trees Forever. Go and check it out. If you have a question, I guess you could call Dolly or go to treesforever.org.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Dolly Bergman, for coming in this morning. Until next time, here's a thought. The entire earth is a garden, a natural garden.